Late last month, a woman who had been brutally murdered was found in the vehicle of 34-year-old Benjamin Wilkins of Anchorage. The deceased, 30-year-old Jacqueline Goodwin, was laid to rest beside her mother in Kotzebue. Police are still investigating the relationship between Wilkins and Goodwin, but court records show in the past she was charged with prostitution. Under current law, if a sex worker witnesses or is the victim of a crime, the person cannot report the crime without fear of being charged with prostitution or sex trafficking. But SB 91, the omnibus crime bill that passed this session, would change that. Tara Burns, an advocate and former sex worker, explains.
They can come forward, and they're not going to be charged with prostitution for coming forward, and they're not going to be investigated based on any information that was gained as a result of them making the report.
Burns says the changes make it safer for both sex workers and the entire community because sex workers will be able to help police identify violent criminals. They will also be able to report sexual abuse of minors and the distribution of child pornography without fear of reprisal.
When you can catch those people right away, you can prevent so much other violence.
SB 91 has not been signed by Governor Bill Walker yet. He has until July 13th to sign the bill, let it become law without his signature, or veto it in its entirety. His staff say they are still reviewing the 125-page piece of legislation and are looking into concerns over sections 39 and 40, which are related to sex trafficking. Burns says she hopes that when the bill is signed, people will provide more information about Wilkins and his past. He's currently been indicted on charges of murder in the first degree, kidnapping, sexual assault, and other charges.